Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Have you ever wanted to punch the button to implode a building or other structure? The Rotary Club in Cadiz will give one high bidder the chance to blow up a bridge Wednesday, April 11th. Club member Dr. Scott Sutherland says the idea came from a recent implosion in Frankfort.
They auctioned off the blowing up of the Capitol Plaza Tower in Frankfort for charitable purposes a few weeks ago, and so we thought about that.
Strick County Judge Executive Hollis Alexander says the chance to blow up the existing bridge along U.S. 6880 that crosses Lake Barkley and the Cumberland River is what will be sold.
Whoever wins that opening bid, I think, will have to be on site that morning at 6, and that's on the 11th, April 11th is when that's scheduled, weather permitting. But whoever wins the bid, if it's later than that, will still be able to push the button and blow up the Henry Lawrence Memorial Bridge at Canton over Lake Barkley.
Alexander gave credit to the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet engineer that's overseeing the project.
Austin Hart was a part of that. I want to make sure that everybody knows that he does get credit, because I think he was helped by Rotary many years ago, and Austin's done a great job, and he's overseeing
this
bridge.
Fine young man.
Fine young man. He's done a great job overseeing this bridge. But we contacted Mike McGregor with the Transportation Department, which is the chief engineer at District 1 in Paducah.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Dr. Sutherland says a successful bidder will get some keepsakes to help remember the occasion.
We hope to do something special in terms of a plaque or a shadow box or do something. I've already gotten some parts of the bridge. So we have some railing and we have some other parts that we're going to have available at the auction to buy a piece of the bridge. But I would like to, the person who gets it, we would like to do something, maybe have some photographs taken, and maybe we're going to do something that's a little bit more than they just get to push the button.
The Cadiz Club is hoping to raise quite a bit of money with the project.
In Frankfort, that went for $15,000
to, really? Wow.
And that benefited the, I think, Mrs. Bevin's adoption program.
For more information, contact Sharon Butts at TrigIndustry.com. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.